SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
We interrupt this ad break to bring you a public kindness announcement. Put it back in the bay. You've seen it 1,000 times. Calf muscles quivering like a polar bear fresh out of the waxing salon as they heave 38 stacked trolleys up a broken escalator. It ain't easy being a trolley boy. And you're thinking of leaving your trolley next to your car? Go on, walk the extra 12 metres to the bay. Log your act of kindness at kindnessfactory.com and use the hashtag OneSmallAct.
Authorised by the Kindness Factory, Canberra.
In this bulletin, Kremlin officials dismiss the arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin, warnings issued for bushfires in multiple Australian states amid a heatwave, and Novak Djokovic fails to get an exemption to play in the United States. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A former prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says the arrest warrant issued for Vladimir Putin over allegations of war crimes makes him a fugitive leader. The ICC issued an arrest warrant for the Russian president for war crimes because of his alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. A founding prosecutor of the ICC, Luis Moreno Ocampo, says the court's work is important because it can put pressure to stop the war or end Mr. Putin's leadership.
Justice could support political negotiation because the Security Council can suspend the investigation if President Putin agrees to have a political agreement. So this could be a crucial intervention to transform the conflict from a war into a political and justice discussion.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has welcomed the decision by the United Nations Aviation Agency to hear a case brought by Australia and the Netherlands against Russia for the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. The plane was hit over rebel-held eastern Ukraine in 2014 by what international investigators and prosecutors say was a Russian-made surface-to-air missile, killing all 298 on board, including 38 Australians. Russia has denied any involvement in the incident. The UN body says the case will be heard as a closed diplomatic session. Total fire bans are in place across eastern Australia, impacting Victoria and parts of New South Wales and South Australia. Alerts have been issued for 50 fires in New South Wales, 6 in Victoria and 4 in South Australia. Temperatures in the high 30s are expected to last until Monday. Authorities are urging people to check on the more vulnerable members of the community, including elderly neighbours. The Bureau of Meteorology's Gabriel Woodhouse says the intensity of the autumn heat is unusual.
This heat is quite unusual in the fact that it's now the middle of March and we're seeing a number of days in a row of this heat. And indeed, much of New South Wales is currently affected by a low-intensity heat wave. We are expecting much cooler conditions to develop along the coastal parts, more so from Monday as we see temperatures plummet by about 5 to 10 degrees in places, as we see a southerly change move its way up the coast.
South Australia's Premier Peter Malinauskas has defended the AUKUS submarine deal against criticism from the former Labor Environment Minister Peter Garrett that it's the most costly and risky action ever taken by any Australian government. The 30-year project is expected to cost up to $386 billion. A long-time anti-nuclear campaigner and Midnight Oil frontman, Mr. Garrett says he's concerned about the need to dispose of nuclear waste under the deal. Mr. Malinauskas, who's in the UK to inspect the country's nuclear submarine program, says there are important benefits to the AUKUS deal.
I'm a massive Midnight Oil fan and I've extraordinary amount of regard for Mr. Garrett. But on this, I plainly have a very different point of view. Everything about the AUKUS submarine program is about investing in our sovereignty and capability, not ceding it to others. It allows us to be able to have a positive influence on the Asian Pacific region.
In sport, Miami Open tournament director James Blake says organisers have exhausted all options in trying to gain special permission for the world number one Novak Djokovic to compete. Djokovic is banned from entering the United States because he remains unvaccinated against COVID-19. The restrictions are due to end in April, but tournament director James Blake says the government is refusing to make exceptions to allow the Serbian to play. Mr. Blake has told the Tennis Channel the team tried every avenue to obtain an exemption for Djokovic to compete.
We did all that we could, tried to talk to the government, but that's out of our hands. We tried and it was not, he wasn't able to play. You know, we'd love to have him and he's our greatest champion, won it six times here. So we'd obviously love to have him here, but unfortunately that's way above my pay grade.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
We interrupt this ad break to bring you a public kindness announcement. Put it back in the bay. You've seen it 1,000 times. Calf muscles quivering like a polar bear fresh out of the waxing salon as they heave 38 stacked trolleys up a broken escalator. It ain't easy being a trolley boy. And you're thinking of leaving your trolley next to your car? Go on, walk the extra 12 metres to the bay. Log your act of kindness at kindnessfactory.com and use the hashtag #OneSmallAct.
Authorised by the Kindness Factory, Canberra.